ideas and points should Rosh Hashanah for my not always be aware of. Seeing as a week tonight, this is Hashem, thinking Rosh Hashanah, Yom Adin. Someone said to me, the Hasidim call it Yom HaKadosh, and the Litvaks call it Yom Adin. Everyone takes their angle on it. For us, it's Yom Adin, for them it's Yom HaKadosh. So, different ideas, different concepts and things we may miss and forget about Rosh Hashanah. The first one is, people aren't always aware, I talked to someone about last night, didn't know. We all know on Rosh Hashanah, we dip our challah in honey. Havada, on the highlights of Rosh Hashanah, people are very excited about it. We dip our challah in honey. Now, every time you have bread, you're supposed to dip bread in salt. In fact, I just saw, actually, a story close to the Rebbe after the war was in a DP camp and was running around and he was busy all day and he had bread with him and he wasn't eating. He said, I don't have salt. I don't have salt, I can't dip in salt, I can't. And he fasted the entire day. This was a few weeks after liberation. So he was never, she said, to Minig, where's the one brings down the Minig to take them, always dip bread in salt and to have salt on the table. Rosh Hashanah night is no difference. So you want to dip your challah, put it in the apple. In honey, that's great, but you should also be dipping it in salt. There's a Chasim Soifa who they bring down because he didn't do this. So someone who's got that specific minig, the Chasim Soifa can follow that minig. But B'derach Klal, it's salt is always. It's a Gemara about dipping in salt. Halacha Shulchan Aruch, you always meant to dip in salt, you always meant to have salt on the table, and always dip your bread in salt. Rosh Hashanah, you do salt and honey. It's not a stira. Salt's not like a sharp bitter thing. Salt has flavor, so you put salt on all your foods. And we know a kol korban nechat takuv melach, and every time you eat it's like a korban, so we always have salt. So the first thing to know is, people aren't always aware, it's salt and honey, not just honey. Talking about honey, the next common mistake is the apple and the honey. This is obviously everyone's favorite one. Comes to dipping the apple in the honey, and we know it's the highlight of Rosh Hashanah, everyone's been waiting all year for this. We've got the pictures and every serviette's really got the design on, and the apples and honey are there, and everyone makes the same mistake. The Mishnah Brachas, Tavem, Sudi B'malaf, tells us when you have different fruit, you have to make a bracha on a specific one. When you have a multiple array of different fruits, all of them being ha'eitz, you make a bracha on Shivas Aminim. Now if you have a plate of fruit, you've got apples and pomegranates, and you've got the dates, all different Shivas, and you've got the apple, obviously you can't make a bracha on the apple. You've got to make a bracha on Shivas Aminim. And in Shiva's opinion, an order, the olive, dates, figs, pomegranates. So dates will come if you're not making a bracha on olives, next will be dates. So if you're having dates from Shabbat night, as people often do, you go off the table, your apples, your pomegranates, your dates, you make an eight on the date, and the apple and the honey, despite it being the central theme of your hunter, you hold on, and you do afterwards bracha on the date. The word Talmidim, who asked for Shabbat, can we not bring in the apple, we'll leave the apple outside. This is people quoted the whole time, this Eitzah. Leave the apple outside, the dates outside, I've only got apples, fine, and then later, bring in the dates. That's very problematic, because Imam Shuk, if you know you're having it, so and your Eitz goes on it, so why are you not having it now? If you leave it to later, maybe you need a new Eitz. You have your Daz, this is something else. So you know, I've got a Daz to eat it, but not now. Meaning, I sit down to a meal, and I'm having meat, and after meat, I'm having cake. We know mezuzahs comes first. I don't have to have my cake before my meat. I'm not having cake. That is really hard to do because I'm not ready for the cake. So there is the argument to be made. Now, I'm not ready for the apple, for the date. I'm up to my apple now with the honey. It's a very weak argument because really you're having all your simonim now, you're doing all your different simonim, and you're happy to have any of that. So you're playing the game, keep you not ready. Sure, you're ready. You're going to do one after the next. And therefore, really, your bracha should be on the date and then the apple.
Why don't we do the same? We do the same as kiddush, yes. We cover the chana because really we should say.
So that's different because by you're right. We should always make a moiti first. Why do we make kiddush first? Because Chazal said there's a mitzvah to make kaddish aliyayim and there's an issa achila. So we can't eat the bread. I want to eat the bread. You can't. So you can't eat it because we would make a moiti first, better, even though you can't. So we come around derech eretz. But if you can have both, you'd have to have the bread first. You wouldn't be allowed to make a coffin first. When you have two foods, you're not allowed to go against the Mishnah. in Rosh Hashanah night, yes, try to get it right.
But the reason why people have the apple in behind is for the symbolic of it, specifically Rosh Hashanah.
100%! I'm very symbolic to blow the shofar. You still can't blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah in the night, because you're not allowed to, it's muksa in the night. But it's not muksa, but it's very, a lot of things are symbolic. The Mishnah says that this is how you do it. You can't go into Mishnah. We have our chain of commands, Psukim, Mishnayos, Paraisis, Gemaras, Mishnayim, Achrenim, Halacha. This is what we have with Mishnayos, and on Rosh Hashanah going into Mishnah, it seems ridiculous. This is our legislation, this is what you've got to do. Therefore, to have Bechon eat on the apple would be against our Purusha Mishnah, which is Halacha, Gemara brings there, Shulchan Aruch, Rambam. So therefore, the right way is to be the height on the date, and then you go for the apple. Sometimes I'll be kabbalim into the apple first, which is also not true. Kilo and Kabbalah says not like that. Other kabbalistic work with Dafka, they Dafka say forget Dafka the apple later. But even without that, the bracha is you got to make a bracha on the date. And so they bring us down. This is the leaving in the kitchen. They bring them from Zalman, Alecha Shlema, which is not very reliable because it was written only after it was Niftar, and they don't bring a makor for it. So it's very hard to do. If he did say, he didn't say it. It's one of the things they bring down there without makor. It could be there, could be not. But that's only the footnote at the top. Himself, Rosh Hashanah, told them, well, the Vadi, you've got to make a bracha on the date, and I don't think anyone is chulik on that. So that's the second thing to know. First thing is the challah goes in salt and honey, and then ha'et goes on the date, and then later you go your apple with the honey. Next third mistake. Again, anyone they've got different minhagim, I don't interfere with anyone, but the makayr of these things, you've got to know exactly what's going on here. People, we know, we have apple, our challah and honey. People go, some people do just Rosh Hashanah, some do Seder Mitzvah. But I think a lot of people go on straight through to Shmirat Atzeres and the Sukkos. The other minhagim brought down Rosh Hashanah. One minhag brought down Rosh Hashanah, which brings down, comes ready from Eli Achronim, not to have sharp things. It's a bad muzzle to have sharp things on Rosh Hashanah. Some people are magnified not to have sharp things all the way through. Now, this is a mistake. Because the meaning of not having sharp things is to have Rosh Hashanah. The meaning to have honey, have schosim, we're not eating nuts, that goes all the way through. We don't have chait, we don't have a good year. But the idea of sharp things is rare mazalik. You don't have a bad mazal. For example, Mishra brings down as well, we don't want to sleep Rosh Hashanah because it's bad mazal. So sometimes he doesn't have sharp things all the way through because bad mazal. And sometimes you sleep all the way through. Maybe you, that's it, no more sleep, bad mazal, or no more sleep in the dailies. These things which are specifically Rosh Hashanah, like sleeping in the day, or sharp things. So people who don't have sharp things, no problem, no mind. But is the Makoyer? No. The only Makoyer is Dafka Rosh Hashanah, because Rei Mazale, whereas after Rosh Hashanah, to have sharp things would not be a problem. All the way through Shmini Atzeres, no problem. Next point to be aware of, a lot of times, most Minyanim, those of them have a break in Shacharis, and most of people go out, Kiddush, learn, whatever they do, sleep, phone calls. When you come back in for Musaf, you got to be aware, just like every tefillah, there's a halacha, you're supposed to wash your hands before tefillah. So if a person was even learning, the Maharam says, even if you're learning, Maharam says, even if you're eating, I washed the bread, and now I'm going to daven, in the middle of my meal, you need to wash again. Because they're washing for a different purpose. You see the severity of always washing before tefillah. The tefillah going to wash your hands, best for the keli, for the rosh, the rambam, the gun, if you can. So you go out for the lachris, you come back in, people sometimes forget, straight back into the musaf, really to wash your hands. If you stay in the base of medrash and you will stay in tehillim, maybe not, because you score waste Indian, but sometimes like you go out, you come back in, and again there'd be another chiyuv to wash your hands before tefillah of musaf, like any time.
That's any break, you come back from Menachem Kippur.
Yeah, any time you got a break. You give us trickier with washing your hands, but that's me, you've been out, you see if that's, yeah, you've been to. I was once by a very chashid, he was making a bar mitzvah, and in the middle, in the bar mitzvah was started before shkia went on after that, so they washed, they had the tzav, the sudah, then they went out to minchas, they washed for mincha, then he came back in, he washed again, then he went back out, washed again for ma'arav, then he came back in, he carried washed again, and then he washed again for ma'arav. I don't know how we're not paying you for your water bill, but he had washed it about 7 times throughout his meal. But he said, yeah, every time it's a separate din, separate halacha, you wash it, you wash it. You gotta be aware, sometimes it's just routine, you run in, run out, you go for kiddush, you come back in. You got a mitzvah again to wash, full musaf. So chesed would be the same thing, there's a long gap, they're dancing, kiddush, you go out, you go home, you get the fashul. Again, musaf, you need to wash, again, like before, any spell. There's people we know are very makbid on 100 kilos. In fact, we don't even talk all the way through to have the bracha to go on all 100 koilos. Now 100 koilos is not halacha, it's an Indian, it's a minhag, we do. Everyone, all shuls across the world, kamat. Not all shuls, kamat, all shuls do it. 100 koilos, very makhlit. People that aren't always aware, there's another mitzvah, a real mitzvah, a chiyuv, also of 100, which is often forgotten about, especially Rosh Hashanah. And that is? Meir brachos. Rosh Hashanah, I think, in my experience, is the hardest day in the year to get meir brachos. Because you're missing so many, and there's not much time. And the time you have is filled with a meal, and then after the meal you can't start doing your brachos. Usually you fall, run to mincha, you get tashlich, marif, or shkir, nach, whatever it is, and it's extremely difficult. I remember when you're in shul, this guy came to shul with a bag, and he sits down after mincha, there's a minute of shkir, and he starts eating, like, what are you doing? He said, meir brachos, yeah, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But we're very much on 100 koilos, it's beautiful, we should be, we don't even talk. But 100 brachas is mamash achiv, the Gemara, it's a Gemara, chayvon b'marach tol yoyim, shachonach brings it in membov, of achiv and meir brachas, and it's very easy, not very easy, I'd say it's impossible to do unless you specifically plan it beforehand to catch your meir brachas on Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. So you give it a scroll, that wasn't achiv in chlal, because it's not material, saying it's not shayach, it's not shayach. Rosh Hashanah is shayach, it's just very difficult to have talk with your meir brachas. Another very important halacha is people are unaware of the whole year. I don't know how people do it, and it's very annoying. And then when someone davenes behind you, and this guy is a big tzaddik, and he's davening, till the end of the galus, he's davening there, he's bringing Mashiach, and he's davening away, and you can't do it, it's a shalom, you can't go out. And you turn around, you turn around, like 2 weeks later, the guy's still davening, and you wish he had a gun on you or something. It's a problem. These people should know they're very chashuv, they are chashuv, they should daven mizrach, but to daven behind someone is mamish, it's a mazik, it's hezek. Your neighbor's mocking, just like you can't block someone in, their car's stuck, you're like, I can't move, you broke my car in. It's mamish your neighbor's mocking, so do you, your neighbor's mocking. You've trapped someone in, you've taken away the availability for him to move around, and that's your neighbor's mocking.
This happens during the year as well, that
yeah, always happens during the year. Rosh Hashanah, this gets compounded. Yeah. So long grasses are beautiful, but find a corner, find some quiet to block someone in. Like I said, it's mamish.
Massive. Down above the door, there are people who go past.
Yeah. It's a big problem.
They
don't
have the
if there's a mechitza of 10, you've taken one of the two problems. It's not so simple. It's better, but not amazing. For someone, so either don't have enough. Someone behind one was down really long. I told him, I want to talk to Hashem. Rosh Hashanah said, you know what? Tomorrow, come at 5 o'clock in the morning and start to the Zimra with all your tears and everything, and you have the whole show to yourself. You keep going. And Shmoneh Esra down like a merchant. Don't lock people in. Really, if you're doing a Lishma, there's lots of other ways to do it. But to be mazik another yid, on the Rebbein Shem's, I don't think it's something the Rebbein Shem says, you know, great, keep going. You know, I love this guy's Tefillah, but he's mazik someone else, it's a big problem. People have to be aware, it's great to have a long, but find a quiet corner, a quiet seat, or Cheshmanim, the Gemara Bracha says, Rebbe Kiva, daven long, daven short, or how do you know? From Moshe Rabbeinu, he also mentioned daven long and daven short, depending on the circumstances. People can daven long and daven short, it can always be tweaked to the right length, and rather than trap people in and be a mazik, work it out right, Rosh Hashanah, it's a shame to use your tefillah to upset a Navid. We do Anachnu Chayrim on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is all we have. The other times we go down, like we did the Mikdash, and then we get a little piece of paper or whatever they have in different shuls. People are also unaware where this go. People put it here, put it there, put it everywhere. People spread out like this big one, and then you're certainly covered. It almost looks like a whole bed. The main halacha is it's got to be between the floor and your forehead. So really, you can take something as tiny as this, no problem. My forehead's not that big, and put it down. Now you want to take a big sheet, great, take your bed sheet, no problem, take this huge canopy. But Me'ikadin is the opposite for it, and you see people with these big sheets, and they bow down, and the head goes over the end, and they've defeated the whole purpose. So make sure it's between the forehead, it's a chumrah anyway, we do it as a minhag, it's a chumrah we do, you don't really need to make a din, but we do it. But the main thing is forehead, so you can take even a regular tissue, small piece of paper. If you do more, great. Some people are mak with their clothes shouldn't get dirty, which is good, because if you do this on Shabbos, so Yom Shalom Malavan, you miss the Raisa. So therefore it's good to always make sure you don't get dirty too. But the main point is, the forehead should have a break between that and the floor. Rav Shlomo Zalman was not known for his chumras, but there's one thing I saw where he brings down a chumrah. So if he brings down, he brings it down, obviously it's not such a chumrah. And that is, he says, Rosh Hashanah will make Kiddush before Musaf. There's a child in the boys team, can you do Kiddush there? It's not so simple, Kiddush works. This is Rav Zalman, you can do Kiddush, when you come home, make Kiddush again. How's that for a chumrah from Rav Zalman? If you do that, by the way, you should really drink more wine in the meal. Because when we make Kiddush, we don't finish. right? The Kiddush should know Alagafen. Why do Alagafen? Because benching covers it. Why benching cover it? So it's not so simple it does, but a lot of times we rely it does because it's so chasod, I can't live without it. So if I come up and I make Kiddush for you, I need Alagafen. I don't need Kiddush to eat, you need Kiddush to eat. So it could be you need to make Alagafen, or you do the other 80 if you drink more in the meal. If you drink more in the meal, then the Hazon patters the wine in the meal. Once it patters the wine in the meal, it patters the wine before the meal. So if you make Kiddush ever unnecessarily, either as Chumrah or to go to someone else before your meal, leave a little bit left over in your cup, drink it in the meal, and then you come. Lemais Be'alof brings down, time bit, yeah. Be'alof brings down, you should always do this.
Why do you do another Kiddush?
Sorry?
Why do you make Kiddush again?
Because you got, because the Shemzal says the Kubi doesn't work before Masuf, so Al-Sofag, it does work because Kiddush is unnecessary, you need the Bracha Chorina. Lemais Be'alof says you should always, every Friday night and Shabbos morning, you should always do this, really.
Because it's like Kiddush, though.
Sorry?
Is
there? What do you mean is there?
Three, four,
oh, so it's a shayla that is. So there's the man in the middle of the year. There's a chumrah to do again. But the halacha says every week, Friday night, if you come home, you make Kiddush, you should still do this Eitzah. Because it's still not so poshut that your hazon comes, even when you go achir Kiddush. So you see by some people, every time they finish Kiddush, they pour a little bit into their cup, and at some point in the meal, they're usually to drink it. Why? Chadis, you've got four different Eitzahs you can do. This is one of them that works as well. Sitting in someone else's seat, you go to shuls where everyone's got a seat, and someone comes in and he sits there. And even if it's mincha, so there's not so many people who will dive in other places for mincha. So you do all time in here, it could be someone else's seat. Again, you've got Shaila of Gneva, and you have a din, I saw someone come in, he was very frustrated. There's a shtenda, and it's Max, and the guy was holding on to the shtenda. Max and doing one of these long tishrei ashes. And Mamish Shaila of Gneva, it's his place, he paid for it. And then it's his machzah, you gotta watch out again with the Shaila of Gneva and you have a din, wrong day, you wanna steal, but not on you have a din. There's a Mitzvah Deraisa to Yeshayfa on first day. He'll be Mechavon, like all Mitzvah Shech Gavona for Mitzvah Deraisa. Second day, it depends if Hashem is Yema Rechta, no Yema Rechta, Pashu is Yema, it's not. But it's good to have Gavona, or by every Mitzvah you do, I'm doing a Mitzvah. Is Deraisa Rabon, I don't know, it's the Rabon Shalem, you do the paperwork, I'll do the Mitzvah, I have no idea. And then you cover it because many Mitzvahs are subject to much machlekas and debate, is Deraisa Rabon. And if you mecham for deraisa and it's not deraisa, mishael bal toisit. If you mecham for drabon and it's deraisa, from bal tigra. So you always watch out. It comes to pasha socha. It comes to krishma. It could be different parts of krishma for sure. Other mitzvahs we do spheres ha'imer. All these mitzvahs you got, and you could be ending with this deraisa bal toisit bal tigra. You always have to go on and do a mitzvah. Whatever the mitzvah is, I don't know. I'm doing a mitzvah. So first thing we know is it's deraisa shofar. Second day, you enter the soft variety of the Ha'is Rabbonim, you have Kavona, do a mitzvah, a Shem mitzvah, whatever it is, I don't know. You go to the Shal, how much to eat for Kiddush, a very unpopular topic, how much you can eat. Strictly speaking, before every mitzvah was Isser to eat, always. Every mitzvah across the board is Isser to eat for that mitzvah. Could be anything, could be Mincha Mar, could be anything. So too, the mitzvah of Shefa. Musaf is better, as we see in Chastoria, much more people are making to eat. Musaf, the Mechabas make even without a tzorich, the person is better to eat for Musaf. But that's why Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, people are making as well. But on a regular year, like now, it's Thursday for Friday, it's not Shabbos, so you got a shofar. Once you got a shofar, problem eating. After Gebeitza is Mutar Machum Tzorich. So what's called the Gebeitza, what's called the Tzorich, everyone has their own way of working out these equations. But just to be aware that there is an issue, but Etzim, if the person can measure it out beforehand and know how to cut what they're eating and keep a proper cheshbon, it's much better to avoid any Shabbos.
Yeah.